Breeders' Cup is headed to iconic Keeneland coming up this weekend. 2 days, November 4th and the 5th. Larry Kolmus will be on the call for NBC, and he joins us now. Larry, thanks for joining us. The voice, as you get ready for this big moment, any prep work?
Not a whole lot of voice prep. I just want to make sure that I'm feeling good and I guess a lot of water, you know, try to keep myself hydrated. But it's mostly most of the prep work is the memorization of the horses and all that stuff. But as far as voice goes, just kind of hope for the best.
You know, a lot of us grow up wanting to be something, you know, whatever it is, an athlete, a musician. At what point did you say, I want to be an announcer, horse racing announcer?
It was very early. Probably was about 14, 15 years old when I first got interested in horse racing. I went up to the press boxes at the Maryland tracks because my father put in the sound system up there. So I got to meet everyone and, you know, started to do impressions of different racetrack announcers. And one day decided to try to do it for real and got a set of binoculars, a tape recorder, and just started practicing calling races. And when I was 18 years old, the general manager at Pimlico, Chick Lang, heard me and said, hey, you want to call one race a day over the mic? And that's how it started.
How nervous?
Binoculars shaking like crazy. I do remember the horse that won that first race, Tiara's Flame was the name of the horse. I don't remember much else other than the fact that I was so glad when it was over.
When you say that you do impersonations, what are the different sounds that you have with the announcers?
Well, you have different guys like Trevor Denman, who used to call the races at Santa Anita, now calls it Del Mar's. Field sent on their way in the Santa Anita handicap, and they've broken a perfect line. So you got different guys like Dave Johnson's. Down the stretch they come, and you know, excitement like that. But you know, you would listen to the different guys and like, I love this. I love how there's so many different styles and different ways. And so eventually, you know, you have all those guys and they sort of mishmash into you, and then you become your own guy.
I love the Dave Johnson call. That's when you know, okay, pay attention. Because now right. It just got serious and down the street, and they're like, oh my God,
he actually trademarked that. And that's why you never hear anybody else say it. And it was a brilliant idea. He's made some good charitable money off of that over the years.
Cool.
And just a good dude. And that call is just legendary.
Well, he's sort of the Michael Buffer then, because Let's Get Ready to Rumble, he trademarked that as well. So,
right.
Yeah. Congrats to him. Ever not been able to see the horses during a race?
Yeah, sure, that happens. In fact, that happened in the 2018 Preakness that Justify won. It was dense fog the entire race. And luckily, the NBC directors and the camera people kept getting me shots that I could see something, and just had to wait for the shot to change so you could see where the horses were. And I remember they were going around the turn in the race and there was just nothing. They had nothing. And I just remember saying something like, as they round the far turn in the fog at Pimlico, they have run 6 furlongs in 1 minute, 11.25 seconds. And there they were again, you know, so you had to kill a little time, but it was a sea of fog for sure.
What do you do with a photo finish right before it's going to be a photo finish in trying to predict who might have won the race?
So ideally, if you have a great angle where your calling location is, and they differ from place to place, but if you have a really good angle, I just focus my eye right on the finish line and just see what nose gets there first. And, you know, usually you can tell. If you can't tell, if their heads are really bobbing up and down, you know, I'll say too close to call, but I will try to call it as much as possible.
Toughest name you've ever had to call?
There was a horse who used to get me all the time that ran in Monmouth Park in New Jersey, named Prestidigitation, which, you know, by itself isn't bad, but when, you know, when the horse like that is running in a stretch battle with like four other horses, it's just way too many syllables, you know, and they sort of mishmash in your head. But prestidigitation, I remember that one being a little tricky.
Can you do nicknames for the horses, or can you compress their name?
I guess you could. I tend not to, but you know, occasionally American Pharaoh became just Pharaoh after a while, because everybody knew who he was. And you know, but I would call him American Pharaoh, but every once in a while he was just Pharaoh.
Give us the headlines for the Breeders' Cup. What should we be keeping an eye on?
So the Breeders' Cup Classic this year, a horse that you all know probably more than the big horse is Rich Strike, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. He is back in the Breeders' Cup Classic. He was the horse that was an 80-1 upset winner that came up the rail to win the Derby. But the big name in the race is a horse named Flightline, who has won every race of his career by a long way, open lengths, running fast times, destroying the competition. And he is getting a lot of people saying he is the best since Secretariat. And oh. Secretariat was now 49 years ago that he won the Triple Crown. And the comparisons are out there right now to him, just the way Flightline has just dominated. He didn't run in the Triple Crown because he came along a little later. The Triple Crown is just for three-year-olds. He came around a little bit later. He's four, but he is completely dominant.
Why haven't we had that next Secretariat?
It's a good question. I mean, there have been some really, really good horses over the years. You know, you had just after Secretariat, you had a horse like Spectacular Bid, who was great. And then, you know, years after that, there have been some dominant horses, but none that really did what he did. It ran, you know, the times that he did. Flightline is doing that. He's put together. The people that make Speed Figures are having to change their scale because he's so fast. Yeah. So it should be very interesting to see what he does. It would be fun if he just wins the race, you know, by a huge margin, and you know, that would be ideal, I think. But you know, they have to run the race for sure.
How often do you bet on races that you call?
You know, not that often, Dan. Every once in a while I will. I try to, you know, stay away from that just because it's a distraction. But in some ways it kind of helps because it gives you, you know, a good thought of how the race is going to be able to run. So I'll handicap the race, try to pick a winner, but not necessarily put my money down.
I would love for you to say, and Justify wins, damn it.
I didn't have the exact.
Have you ever had one of those moments where you said something and it goes out over the loudspeaker and you go, oh no.
It does happen every once in a while, but hopefully it's nothing bad. I recently was calling somewhere and they had the mic on that I didn't know it was on, and luckily whatever came out of my mouth was acceptable.
But you get into such a rhythm, and I have great admiration for it, because this leads up to the 2 minutes that are so important in your sport and to you. And to be able to do it live and do it well, it's almost like a Broadway performance. It's right in front of us, it's live, and you're able to capture a moment. So I have a great admiration for being able to put us as close to the action as possible.
Well, I appreciate that. I know you had some nice words after Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby. And you know, to me, that's the toughest race to do, because you realize how many people are paying attention, and you look out at the crowd and you see 150,000 people, and you just have to bring your heart rate down somehow. But that is a wild race to call, and I can't believe I've done it 12 times now.
Larry, don't screw it up in the Breeders' Cup, okay?
I'm going to try my best not to.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, Dan.
Take care.